This is Simon Welsh, and this is a new poem for Skip, dedicated to his incredible work and specifically the Supercharge Your Life weekend. This is the first of a series of poems, and it's called The Supercharged Adventure. Someone told me once that if I wanted to be healthy, to have a life of fitness, to be physically wealthy, that sport and balanced diet was the only way to be. This was the advice that many coaches gave to me. And so I took up cycling, organic meat and veg. I taught myself to meditate. I saw beyond the edge. And yet my craving appetite for pizza, smoke and beer would always whisper temptingly, "Just let me in. I'm here." Oh, the voice was so seductive and a pleasure to be heard. I often slipped, enslaved myself to every tempting word. Ben and Jerry's ice cream slowly slipping down my throat. "It's fine," the voice would justify. "There'll be another boat." Days merged into weeks and months as years sailed by. My health and weight went up and down. It sometimes made me cry. On the wagon, off the wagon, would it ever end, this quest to conquer health? I was going round the bend. And then, one night, in London, I was introduced to Skip. We didn't chat for long, as he was going on a trip. He told me how he'd overcome a shattered, broken back, defied the wisest doctors, and in months got back on track. I shared with him my poem about zero-point vibration, and in his eyes I saw the gleam of conscious co-creation. So when he asked me if I'd like to supercharge my life, I knew he was inviting me to play outside of strife. A 2-day course in London for a reasonable fee. At first I didn't want to play. This stuff was not for me. Give up steak, give up chicken. Why would I do that? It's not as if I'm that unfit. I wouldn't say I'm fat. But as the course unfolded and my heart began to open, I started to become aware my thinking might be broken. Yes, I love my ice cream and my chicken and my steak. I also see that I am only partially awake. That if I choose to follow just the foods of high vibration, I'll connect more fully with the force that gives us animation. I will see beyond my vision. I will think beyond my thought. I will start to understand the things that cannot just be taught. The earth is changing rapidly. Vibration is the key. The higher frequencies are calling all of us, you see. And if we choose to tune ourselves to health and wealth and sun, we get to be co-authors of the chapter that's to come. So I am choosing mastery. I choose it here and now. Skip, my brother, thank you. To your mastery, I bow. I want to be your student for the next 12 months or more. My heart is filled with gratitude. I see the open door.